In the name of the Holy God, who is our Creator, our Redeemer, and transforming love. Amen. Over a six-month period, I received the glorious opportunity of waiting with my best friend of 15 years as she transitioned from this life to the next. During that time, I had decided to take a semester break from theology school to be with her. About 3 months in, on my birthday, she gave me a lovely card with this prayer by Kathleen Benton. Maybe you've heard it. I said a prayer for you today, and know God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke not a word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I knew you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I asked that he be near you at the start of each new day, to grant you health and blessings and friends to cheer your way. I asked for happiness for you in all things great and small, but it was for his loving care I prayed the most of all. It was so lovely, so poignant during that time, I cried. Even in her weakness, especially in her weakness, I was touched by the love she showed me through her prayers. Today we are listening in on Jesus as he prays for his disciples in what is called his farewell discourse in the Gospel of John. Even now, Jesus is praying for us. For love of us, he is praying for our protection, our joy, our own glorification as children of God, and lastly, for our mission and purpose in the world. You see, we are here in this place and at this time as witnesses to that holy mystery of all life, that one love that pervades everything that is in everything that is, and everyone, and is reflected by everything and those ones who choose to reflect that loving light. Jesus is praying for us. In the letter to the Hebrews, the author makes a profound statement which reads like this: Jesus always lives to make intercession for them. The them is us. How does that make you feel? You see, the biggest lie that we, you and I, have ever believed has been the one that claims that we are somehow separate and apart from the source of the cosmos. That is the lie that runs the world's systems, by the way, systems of injustice, conflict, violence, and fear, where a belief in lack is the norm, as are the values of self-sufficiency and independence, competition, greed, idolatry, and self-interest for me, for my own tribe, for my clan, for my nation. You get my drift? The great divides of our day, whether social, political, religious, national, or global, are all based somehow in that big lie. The big lie inevitably, of course, leads to various forms of violence. And if you and I are not connected to each other and to every other thing that's in creation, then one-upmanship is the name of the game we play. But Jesus is praying for our protection, our joy, and our glorification as children of God. Why? So that we will display Christ to the world, and our families, on the job, at school, on vacation even, so that we are truly Christ's body, here and now. Now, I will admit that most of us would much rather be prayed for in ways that are more germane to our immediate material needs or wants. I mean, many times I know I would. But then we've not yet grown into the truth that we're not separate from God, that we are already reconnected through the sacrificial love of Jesus. And when we begin to accept this truth, we come to realize that we really are spiritual beings on an earthly pilgrimage, and all the creative power and the glory of God is within us by scale because of God's image in us. Sometimes we just don't take the Bible seriously. We need to. We have more power within us than we can possibly imagine. Most of us, though, would much rather have God on our terms instead of ourselves on God's terms. God's terms are simple. Learn to love or perish. It is time to grow up. And what's at stake if we prefer our will to God's will for us? We hear Jesus praying in this 17th chapter of John, God's will. Have you ever heard the adage, if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you already got? Or the other one, insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It is time to change our minds about some things. Salvation, you see, is nothing more than union with the divine. It is time to reckon with the truth that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to God, bringing us back, reminding us, awakening us to the fact that we are members of the dance of love that is always going on in the Trinity, that's been going on ever since the Big Bang. It's time to reckon with that truth, that our lives are being made new by the Spirit within us, if we allow it. It's time to own being light bearers who hold the light of Christ, which means holding love and justice as values we live by, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it hurts. Values we hold on to, especially when it's uncomfortable and especially when it hurts. We move into solidarity with the poor, with the working poor, and those neglected by society, working for a common life of equity instead of equality. The alternative is to stoop to the darkness of the world systems in large and small ways of competition and division, lovelessness and judgment. Those ways we diminish the light within us. Y'all, we cannot expect to change, see a change in society if we don't see a change in ourselves. If there's no change in us first as individuals, as a church community, what more can we expect for the rest of society, for our country, for the world? But Jesus keeps praying for us. I said all that to say this. Jesus's prayers are being answered. The events and circumstances of our lives can help to change us in ways that brighten the Christ light within us, if we allow them. It might take us time to recognize this fact. It might take us months or even years. Only fear keeps us from allowing ourselves to be changed into someone we do not know. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going on. That's what Spirit wants to do with us. But love casts out fear. Jesus's prayer is our protection from our fears. The resurrected life is ours to be lived right now. All the way to heaven is heaven for those who believe. And so I say to you on this last Sunday in the Easter season, hallelujah. Christ is risen. Amen.